Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Happy New Year if not doing the show tomorrow.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah. Somebody yesterday was talking about Sean Spicer, of all people. He commented on COVID, the vaccine, and everything, and he made some comment about, I'm paraphrasing it, that some of the hesitancy he thought was because of the science in it, and it's constantly changing. Well, I thought that was science was, that it evolves constantly, and that's why we developed the vaccine. It's not history where it happens, you chronicle it, you document it, you write it down, and that's historical fact. It's a science. That's the whole thing. And that's the problem with these people I see. Everybody's trying to figure out why they just won't get vaccinated. I think I finally figured it out. I mean, you've got this vaccine. At the height of this a year and a half ago, the difference I see now is, yeah, a lot of people hospitalized, high numbers of people getting this variant. But guess what? If they would look at this, you don't see refrigerator trucks backed up to the hospitals anymore. It's actually working. The vaccine is actually working.
Right.
And I just don't get these people that got their head buried in the sand and, you know, I don't trust that. The science and the math is already there to prove that this vaccine has worked. And if you can't get that through to a certain group of people, I don't know where you go. I really don't.
You know, you nailed it. And you know something, as always, you frequently do this. You've anticipated my next segment. I'm going to get to it, Dick. But first I want to pitch this to the Dueling Tangents co-hosts, Luke and Brian. We have Luke on the line. Luke apparently took umbrage, and that means he got offended at attacks on the youth.
I know what it means. You don't have to explain umbrage to me.
Luke looks very young. He does. So Luke wanted his innings, and I think that's a good idea. So what is the position of Dueling Tangents?
Yeah, I just wanted I'm not going to speak for Brian, but I just wanted to chime in on Cassandra from Madison's comment from the last segment. I find it very fascinating that in the same call she was complaining about the youth and inexperience of the two newly elected individuals to lead the Assembly Dems in the minority, and also complaining that about the leadership direction that Evers has, and that we're not going in the right direction. Like, I don't know how you can complain about both of those in the same thing, because A, I don't know how any of these legislators get the experience without giving them the opportunity to step up. So maybe they're going to be not great at the job, and maybe it'll be really quick that we elect different leadership. But maybe they'll be fantastic, and maybe it'll be exactly what the party needs in the assembly for to be able to represent a caucus that is relatively young and relatively skews towards the females. So we have a lot of elected officials in the state assembly that are young females. I see no problem in Greta Neubauer leading that assembly caucus, because she reflects what the caucus makeup is. And so I think it's great. I think Callan Haywood is a really fascinating individual. And Matt, to your point, both of these individuals, Neubauer and Haywood, have more experience than in the legislature than Andraca and Sylvia Ortiz that you mentioned last segment as well. So they do have more experience than some of the other people that we're even talking about in this conversation when it comes to being in the legislature. So I don't know how you complain about both, but as a young person, I don't think I bring down Matt Flynn Direct with my experience producing you on the board. I think hopefully, Matt, I can add to your show. But people tell me the same thing exactly as well. Like, I have no business talking about the politics and the policies that Brian and I talk about on our show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian from 2 to 3 p.m., because I am a young person. Like, we get texts all the time from people being like, oh, why is some kid in his 20s have any authority to speak on these matters? And I am an adult. I live, I work, I vote, I do all the things that we talk about on all of these programs. And I skew younger, I mean, everybody was a 20 something year old at one point, so I don't really know what the problem is, but that's kind of just my two cents, Matt. You know, you can't give them the opportunity. You can't complain about not having enough new fresh leadership and then also complain when the new fresh leadership gets elected in the assembly.
Okay, well, thanks for your input. Let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, I want to defend Cassandra. She's been calling in every once in a while. Cassandra is a veteran, like I am. I have a lot of respect for veterans, and she's a very thoughtful individual. And when she makes a comment on who she's inclined to support or not support, I think that the Democratic Party should take that very seriously. She's a very fine person. Going beyond that, I would simply say, sticking up for the youth. I myself was young at one time and feel somewhat young now, quite frankly. But at one time, I did mention Alexander the Great. I did mention the Prime Minister of England, Peel, was in his 20s. I mean, it depends on who you are. Jack Kennedy was only 43 when he was elected president. Bill Clinton was 46, and Barack Obama was about the same. I mean, there are wide ranges of abilities. And the reason I'm high on Andraca and Sylvia Ortiz-Velez and some of the others are over here in Milwaukee. We have really some very, very talented legislators. Haywood is one of them, and he's very young. He was elected at 19. I think the guy that had the record before was Fred Kessler was elected, I think, at 19 or something back a long time ago. And he was quite good. Haywood's going to be quite good. Mozart was dead when he was 35. 35! He was composing symphonies when he was 10 years old. I mean, it depends who you are. I mean, it truly depends who you are.
And I think, Matt, one of the things to put a bookend on the conversation, too, and we can jump to the next topic, like you said, you want to get to with Dick. I think the other important thing that when in the minority in the assembly is candidate recruitment. You got to go out and you got to find candidates to be able to go and run for some of these districts that, you know, we necessarily haven't seen Democrats running in around the state. And I think one of the things that a Neubauer Haywood leadership team could do is really excite some candidate recruitment and have individuals get excited for a younger caucus in the state assembly and hopefully go run for some of these positions, because that's what we're seeing. The caucus is relatively a younger caucus, and if we can recruit more individuals across Wisconsin to be like, hey, if they can do it, I can go do it too, I think that's one of the most important things that the assembly Dems could do in the minority, and so I'm really excited to see what happens.
I think that's all good, except I'm going to say one thing. When we're talking youth and experience and all that, we're fighting over the deck furniture on the Titanic. It's gerrymandering. I don't care if you have Methuselah or a 10-year-old in there. When you're gerrymandered, that's it. They can recruit all they want. The problem is gerrymandering. The problem is Manchin and Sinema not getting behind SB1 and HR1 and suspending the filibuster one time, gets rid of gerrymandering, standardizes federal elections, which will then trickle down to the state elections. It'll have absentee ballots, no fraud. Republican fraud will be out, and they won't do it. And if we're gerrymandered for 10 more years, you could have the greatest legislator in history, and they could be 19 years old or 70 years old. And there's not much they can do, which is why Gordy Hintz decided to step down, and he was an excellent minority leader. So these two people, Neubauer and Haywood, I think they'll be fine. It's not their age. It's gerrymandering. We've got to look at it. We're fighting over the deck furniture in the Titanic. I want the Chase Lounge. No, I want the Oh, wait a minute. Is that an iceberg? Come on. Come on. Let's be real here. Let's be real. And I still haven't gotten back to Dick and the COVID thing, and we'd have a lot to say about that. Coming up on a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.